O Lord of the universe, O gracious one, O protecting one, O loving one, O compassionate one. Thank you, Swami, for giving me this wonderful opportunity. How to thank you, how to express my gratitude. You gave us so many gifts we enjoy today, all the comforts and conveniences. Words fail, vocabulary dismal, wisdom becomes blind in front of you. How to thank you, Swami? How to express our gratitude? Thank you. Sai Ram to all of you. Thank you, Swami, for giving me this wonderful opportunity and making this event possible. Today, I want to share with you a few thoughts about the topic given to us. I heard the name formless God when I came after marriage to my mother-in-law's house. My husband, he comes from a family. They don't worship idols. They belong to Brahma Samaj. But I come from an orthodox Hindu traditional family. I am used to rituals and festivals and all pujas and rituals, as any other ladies will do in our places. It was a challenge for me to accept that type of worship, to worship formless God. I couldn't do that. One day, my husband's grandfather gave me 2 roses. And then I brought one Balaji idol from my home and I kept it secretly in my bedroom and I used to worship it. That day he gave me the 2 flowers. I took the flowers and I offered it to Balaji. After some time, he noticed it and asked me, where are the flowers? Then I had to reveal the secret. Suddenly, his grandmother came to me and she said, Vijaya, you don't worship, you don't do any puja here in our house. You go to the temple opposite to our house, you do whatever puja you want to do, you go there and do there. I couldn't control my tears. I went to Shirdi Baba temple, which is opposite to our house, and sat there for a long time and came back. That was the first experience and first challenge. That's a turning point in my life. And after that, I could realize that there is something more beyond this form. I have to learn so many things in future. This is the first step for me. And slowly, I got used to their traditional things and I used to pray along with them in the evening about the formless God. They believe that God is everywhere, not only in the idol, not only in the photograph, not only in the temple. That was their belief. But it was hard for me to take it. Slowly, I could adjust and accommodate their feelings. And then after that, we came to Swami. One day, I was sitting in the line holding a letter. Swami came to me. He took the letter. And then I was about to do the namaskar. Then Swami said, you want namaskar? Daily you are taking namaskar. Why do you want now? That's what Swami said. I couldn't understand the meaning of Swami's sentence. Then I inquired myself. Then I could get the meaning that before coming to Swami's, before coming to Kolbanta Hall daily, I used to touch the feet of photograph of Swami. So then I could get the meaning, and then even doing namaskar to the photograph also equals touching the Swami's physical feet. That's how I could understand, I could get the meaning. Usually whenever I had any doubt, I go to Ganesha temple, and then there I start inquiring myself. Then I could get the meaning. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand whatever Swami says. Usually I used to get 2 meanings for whatever Swami said. I used to get 2 meanings for everything. That time I used to go to one teacher. She's an experienced Balavikas teacher. I used to go to her and then ask her, what is the meaning of this? She used to help me and she used to guide me. And whenever Swami comes in front of me in the line, he used to say like this. He used to give me some clue. I don't understand the meaning of that. For a long time, I couldn't understand. After some time, I could understand. Said I used to go to all the temples. I used to go around the Gayatri temple. I used to go around Ganesha temple. I used to go around the Attatreya temple. I will be roaming always around the temples. Then that's what he meant, I think. You need not worship or you need not go around all the temples. If you worship Satya Sai Baba, who is Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa, that's more than enough. That's the meaning I got. And in the beginning, I had a desire to go to Ramana Ashram. And so many people and all my relatives also, they went to this Ramana Ashram and they were describing about the ashram, that the ashram is so beautiful, you should go once. I had a long cherished desire that I should go there, but it was never fulfilled. Then Swami said to me in vision, he appeared in my vision and said, why do you want to go to Ramana? Ramana is here. Ramanulu ikkade unnaru. That's what Swami said to me. In visions, usually, Swami used to direct me. He used to guide me and direct me. That's how, and when he said that you need not do namaskar because you touch the feet of photograph, then the very same evening, Swami went to my husband and he said, people are after physical body now. They want always physical axis, but they should turn inward. That's what he said. That's another turning point to me. Why Swami said like this? That means we are after physical form, and because that beautiful, enchanting form, nobody can leave that form. If Swami speaks to us, we want him to speak continuously like that. That's our desire. But that day he said, from that time onwards, Swami stopped Padanamaskars and introduced also. Then and there itself, whenever Swami pleased with my behavior, or whenever Swami is pleased with me, he used to inspire to write so many poems in Telugu. That time itself, I could compose one poem. Palukarinchi padadarsanam ittuvani parthiki vachitini Swami. Palukarinchi padadarsanam ittuvani parthiki vachitini Swami. Turn inward ani tarachi cheppitivi. Turn inward ani tarachi cheppitivi. పాదవాసనల తరిమి కొట్టి అంతర్ముఖులమౌట మాకు సాధ్యమేన దేవదేవ సాయిదేవ. స్వామి, విత్ ఎ హోప్ దట్ యూ విల్ టాక్ టు అస్ అండ్ యూ విల్ గివ్ పాద నమస్కార్ అండ్ ఇంటర్వ్యూ, వీ కేమ్ టు పర్తి. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ అస్ టర్న్ ఇన్వర్డ్. ఇజ్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ అస్ సింపుల్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్, ఇజ్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ అస్ టు గో ఇన్వర్డ్ సడన్లీ? దట్స్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద పోయమ్. సో ఐ రోట్ దట్ పోయమ్. And as the previous speaker said, the journey with Swami is eye to eye. The individual soul to cosmic soul. Just like that, Swami guided us this day. He made us to progress on this path of journey, eye to eye, transformation of the individual. So after some time, there is a funny incident. One of the devotees from Uzbekistan, I think, they brought one plaster of Paris idol of Swami. That's a small idol, it's a 4-year-old boy, just like that. Swami's idol, it looks like 4-year-old boy. They brought that idol with a good pack and they presented it to us. Then we don't have much accommodation in our house. I kept it near the cot. After some time, I could notice that because of the rain, it got spoiled. The pack became wet. Then I took it out and then I made the idol stand near the dressing table. For some time, the idol was standing near the dressing table. Then suddenly I had a thought that I made Swami stand like that. No, I shouldn't do that. Then I took it out and then I made it sit on some chair. For some days, the idol was sitting on the chair. For a few days, it was standing like that. And whenever I am doing this, I am some inner guidance. I am getting some inner voice. You do that like that. And after some time, I felt that somebody is behind me and talking to me. I was very much afraid. That was the first experience. So I told my husband, I don't want this idol in our house. Please send it somewhere. I made all the trials, but the idol was there. It couldn't go out. So I was searching for a person who will take that. Suddenly, one man from, he's our family friend, he came to our house. They built a temple in Kavali. And then I requested him, please take this idol. Because you are having a temple, good idol will be very nice there. Then you take that idol, I said to him. So he accepted. I packed it and kept it there. He took the idol to the temple. Even after that, Swami started speaking to me. I couldn't avoid. And then Swami told me, when all the people are inviting to their houses, you are sending me out. That's what Swami said. I could understand. I am just behaving like a foolish person. I couldn't understand that Swami is God and Swami is guiding me. Then I could understand it's beyond my trials. He cannot go out. And at another time, Swami appeared in my vision and he said, I'm going to come to your house. Then I took it casually. See, sometimes even truth also we are not going to accept. That's the ego problem. That ego plays so many roles. And Swami, the purpose of Swami's avatar is to make us egoless. That's the first point I understood when I entered the Kulwant Hall. There are so many seating arrangements will be there. The first step is we should become egoless. Then only we'll be closer to God. In Kulwant Hall, you all might have experienced the seating arrangement will be changed. One day they will put us in second line, one day first line, one day third line like this. In the beginning, I couldn't understand what they are doing like this. Why do they change continuously? And they will be observing us. And Swami also observes us. And he looks from far away. When you are in the second line, Swami doesn't look at us directly. From far away, he looks and then goes. Swami has his own divine techniques also. So the only thing is to make us egoless. That's his main motive. So again, he appeared in my vision and he said that I'm going to come to your house. I took it casually. And then after 2 days, one photograph came to my husband, came to our house. That's the photograph of Swami painted with all Bhagavad Gita slokas and Swami Astotara and Shirdi Baba Astotara. It's a beautiful photograph. It's a big one. Again, space problem. I don't want that photo in my house because no place. So, but it was there on the chair for some days. And then my sister came at that time. She is from US. Then I asked her, you take this photograph, it's very nice. Then again, same problem. No, but I cannot carry it because it's very heavy, she told me. Now that photograph is in our house only. Because he said, I'm going to come to your house. He's there. Just like that, Swami used to appear in my visions. One day, I observed all the people, Veda chanting is going on there in Prashanthi Nilayam, daily morning and evening. They used to recite this Purusha Suktam and Stri Suktam. Then I thought, being a lady, I must learn Stri Suktam. Then I started learning because the slokas are also very less. It's easy for us to learn. So I started learning. At 1:30, after finishing sending carrier to Swami, Swami has given me that opportunity. So after sending the carrier, I sit for some time and recite that Sri Suktam. That's about 1:30 or so. One day I was reading that. Then suddenly I could hear a voice that, don't disturb me. Again, I couldn't understand. What is this? Who am I disturbing? Then I started inquiring myself. Then I thought, it's Swami's resting time. I should not disturb him. And then Sri Suktam, even from the first sloka, inviting the goddess, and then giving dhupam, and worshipping with flowers, offering water, offering naivedyam and all that. That means I am inviting him to my house when I am reciting this Sri Suktam. That is his resting time. That's why Swami said to me, don't disturb me. When I was in the line, it has become a habit for me that I'll be reciting all this Lalita Sahasranama. Daily, all the ladies will be doing that in Kolvanthal. Before that, before coming to Prashanthi Nilayam, I used to recite Vishnu Sahasranama for so many days. After that, when I came to Kolvanthal, when I came to Prashanthi Nilayam, I started doing this Lalita. Because all the people are doing, and imitation is our choice. We like imitation mostly. Ladies like imitating all the other people. So, after reciting the, after finishing the whole 1008 names, Swami used to come to me and he stands in front of me. Then I couldn't understand why Swami is standing here in front of me. I couldn't understand. That's so foolish. We missed the opportunity. Now even we understand Swami is not there. And then when he is standing in front of me, I couldn't do namaskar. People used to tell me that you must take namaskar when Swami comes to you. But that I missed and I never understood when he was there. That's why he used to guide me. And so many times it happened that when I was reading a book, I had so many doubts about Swami also. Because as human beings, we'll have doubts. I used to ask my husband sometimes, and I used to question myself. I had a doubt when I was translating one book. I had a doubt that Swami speaks in so many languages. I doubted that. And then after that, I thought the devotees will be telling like that, but it's not true. If Swami knows so many languages, why should he speak in only in Telugu? That was my doubt. Swami called us for an interview along with my second daughter. We all went inside. That time my husband was not there. He went to attend Grama Seva. So we entered the interview room. And in front of me, there were a few ladies sitting there. Swami came to them and he started speaking in Kichpich, some peculiar language I couldn't understand. And he was staring at me. Then my doubt was cleared. Oh, Swami knows so many languages. There are Russian ladies. And Swami is speaking in Russian language. That's how my doubt was cleared. At another time, a few ladies were there in another interview. My husband, myself and my last daughter was also there. We were sitting, and next to us, people, two devotees from Tamil Nadu, I think, they were sitting. Swami came to them, and then Swami addressed her as, Chandralekha, is Swami coming in your dreams? Swami asked her, but he was staring at me. That's the question for me. Because so many times I had visions, and always I used to tell my visions to my husband, but he used to... He took it casually. He used to say that all is your imagination. Dreams and visions, he doesn't believe. Because he has direct contact with Swami, he doesn't believe. We don't have direct contact, no, that's how we should have some communication. There again, Swami cleared my doubt that Swami coming in the dreams is true. Swami coming in the visions is true. At one time, that time we were in Bangalore. Swami appeared in my vision at 2 o'clock in the midnight. And he started telling me so many topics, which I never heard of. Killer, thriller, enveler, near... crossing the border, nearness, dearness, awareness, science and religion, so many modern topics. I'm not used to a lot of reading also because I don't have time actually. Why Swami is telling all these topics, I couldn't understand. And then I thought, I didn't note it also. I thought I can write it in the morning, but by when I got up, I forgot everything. I couldn't remember even one topic. And I prayed to Swami, Swami, please tell me again, there are very, very nice topics. I prayed to him. He was so kind enough. Next day also he appeared in my vision and he gave the list of the topics. I thought, why Swami is giving all the topics to me? I'm not going to write any books. I'm not going to speak anywhere. This is for him, for my husband, not for me. Then I caught hold of my husband. Then Swami gave me so many topics. You should write books on this. Then he said again, your imagination I won't believe. And he asked me, from where you copied all these topics? So Swami has given me a big project. So I tried all the techniques. One doctor's family was there in Bangalore. I called them and asked them to come to our house. They will be questioning and I will be recording from behind. That's what my plan, but it didn't work out. After some time, one person from DAD complex, he came to our house. I requested him that I have so many topics and please help me in this project. Swami wants that all these topics should be compiled in one book. Then he showed me one Xerox paper. In that he has 20 topics. Swami gave him 20 topics, all modern topics. Then I showed mine. And we came to an agreement that one day his topic and one day my topic. He arranged lectures of my husband throughout Bangalore so we could compile a book. And in between, Swami was forcing me, whether it is finished or not, he was doing like that. He was forcing me. I have to force my husband. That's how it went on in Bangalore. Swami, he used to guide me whenever he had an occasion, he used to appear in the visions like this. One day he appeared in the vision. All my experiences are in the visions only. Directly, few experiences directly in the line when Swami was passing on. He used to tell me something. Very few are there. One day I was sitting in the line and Swami came there. From 3 months, I was suffering from back pain. But I couldn't write any letter. So I was resisting my pain. I thought I should not give extra burden to Swami because Swami has so many problems. I should not add my problem also. So I didn't write any letter. 3 months I traveled with the back pain to all the places. Suddenly my sister-in-law came to Parthi to have darshan of Swami. So we both were sitting in the line. Swami came there. I wrote in the letter. I was holding a letter. I wrote in the letter that Swami, my sister-in-law has come. Please bless her. That's what I wrote in the letter. And Swami came to me. He took the letter. Suddenly, unknowingly, I said, Swami, I am suffering from back pain. My 3 months effort gone back. See what happens. We become blank when Swami comes to us. At another time, Swami came there. And I was suffering from back pain. No, Swami said, give a stick to your husband. That's what he said. All the people started laughing. What is it? Why Swami joked at me like this? I didn't like Swami joking like this. No, no. Swami is God. You should not say like that. That was my opinion. When Swami said that, after that, I was completely recovered of that pain. And another man from Guntur, when Swami was going in the car, this man approached Swami and Swami suddenly slapped him on the shoulder. That man also from our native place, just like me, he also thought that why Swami is slapping me on the shoulder. From that time onwards, he recovered from that, his shoulder pain has gone. So just like that, whatever Swami does, casually or unnoticingly or purposefully, it will come true. All the statements also, whatever Swami says, it's sure to happen. That's my personal experience. One couple came to Swami and they were asking Swami that their daughter should get married. Swami said to them, this September she will get married. After 2 years, September has gone, but she didn't get married. So again they came to Swami. Swami, she didn't get married. You said September. They asked Swami. Swami then told them, September I told, but the year I didn't tell you. After 10 years, recently she got married in this April, I think, April 25th. So just like that, whatever he says, it will come true. When we were in Bangalore, this Kulwanthal the top of the Kulanthal was decorated by gold pieces, all that. That time Swami stayed in Bangalore for 9 months. That was good opportunity for me to cook and send carrier to Swami. Before that, that Ramesh Hall, the owner, the builder of that Ramesh Hall, constructed one granite factory in Thumalur. So he invited Swami for that occasion, inauguration of that factory. Along with Swami, my husband also went there for translation. So Swami gave the lecture and he finished the translation. And then only for a few people, lunch was arranged there. And then all the ministers and so many VIPs came. They had their lunch. And then when my husband's turn came, nothing was left there. So he didn't take anything. He took lime juice and came back. When they were coming in the car with Swami, Swami asked him, "Did you take your lunch?" Then he said, "Yes, Swami, I took lunch." "I know you took lime juice." Then on the way, Swami dropped in somebody's house and he served all the sweets and all that. And while coming in the car, Swami said to my husband, "These Kannada people, they don't put chili powder at all." Then my husband could understand that Swami is missing his home food. So then he told me that you prepare something and send it to Swami. Then I started sending the carrier. First day I prepared kothimeri chutney and then tamarind rice and some sweet. I made it and sent it to Swami. In the evening, Jogarao, you all must be knowing, Mr. Jogarao, he came to our house and then he was all in appreciation of my food. Then I didn't like it. This is a normal thing we prepare in our house. So much appreciation is not needed. That's what I thought. Next day, behind our quarter, that guest house is there in Bangalore. Swami came to that guest house. Whenever Swami comes there, we can go and have Swami's darshan. So that day, because Swami came there, I went there, and my eldest daughter was also there. And Swami went to the guest house and came back. Then again, Swami was standing there and he called me like this. Then I went there and I took Pada Namaskar. Then Swami said again, "Kothimeri chutney is very nice." I didn't like Swami saying kothimeri chutney nice. God mentioning about kothimeri chutney? No. You shouldn't do that. Again, Swami said. Then I thought, I asked Swami, "Swami, can I make something and send it to you?" Then Swami, he thought for a while and then he accepted, "Yes, you can send." From that time onwards, I started cooking for Swami. And it went on for 18 years completely. Swami likes fresh chutneys. And then I experimented all the combinations. I never knew anything of that before. So tamarind and coconut, and carrot and mango. Mango and tamarind, all the possible combinations I tried in my life. But it came true. It came so nice also, so tasty. Whatever we cook for Swami, it will be so tasty. Even though the taste is not there when we prepare, by the time it comes from Swami, the taste will be added. That's my experience. Swami taught me how to make khajas also. I don't know anything. Just simple cooking I know. But Swami made me, used to inspire me from within. And he used to change the menu also for sometimes. He used to do like that. Whenever I had a doubt, I used to pray to Swami. So every day before cooking, I pray and then start cooking for Swami. If I don't do that, something will happen that day. One day, I didn't pray. Directly, I rushed to kitchen and started doing everything. Every item was so nice. But by the evening, the carrier came. Nothing was finished. Whole carrier returned like that. I felt so bad. Because, putting so much focus and concentration continuously throughout the day, if that is not accepted by Swami, we feel very bad. I felt like that. Then I started inquiring myself what mistake I committed. Then I thought I didn't pray today. In one of the instances, Swami told me, it's an example. Kalnar Bose was there, and he had been given the supervision of that stupa. I used to make dahi vada for Swami specially on Thursdays, and some sweet also. Swami used to wait for this item because I could know about this. Some of the people who take lunch along with Swami, they told us, they came to our house and they told us. One day they went to take lunch with Swami. Then Swami told them, you wait for 10 minutes. From Anil Kumar's house, the dahi vada will come. That's what Swami told them. They came to us and they told us. We felt so happy. Just like that, Swami guided me and he molded me. And lot of, not only simple cooking. It's not a simple cooking. I learned so many things because of this cooking. Swami made me a perfect instrument in serving. And he inspired me to do so many service projects to ladies. And every year we take one project for, we did mass marriages for 400 people. We did Sumangali Puja. We did Matru Puja. All these service projects. Somehow, I don't know. Even though our fine resources may not permit, but it's somehow it goes on like that. First step is ours. That's all. That's my personal experience. Next will be taken care of by Swami. And the whole team, all the supporters, all the people who help, he will arrange everything. First step is only ours. And just like that, Swami made me do and participate in so many service projects. And he guided me like anything. He molded me. And lot of transformation in the individual and the personality also. In the beginning, I used to think, only my children, my family, like that I used to think. But that feeling has gone. And the mind is broadened, and we want to serve the society, and it's an opportunity given to us, to all the ladies also. In one of the visions, Swami appeared to me and he said, he started telling me about the ladies' qualities. Ladies should have patience, knowledge, wisdom, intelligence, character, like that he went on telling me. That's 15 years back. Then I asked Swami, Swami, why you are wasting your time? You please go and tell my husband, because he is going to give lectures everywhere, not myself. Just like that, Swami prepared me to speak. And always I was avoiding. When I went to US also, they were asking me to speak. Always I used to avoid because of something I was never projected, I think, exposed also. So that time I told Swami, Swami told me, he commanded me, you go and speak. From that time onwards, I never avoided. And I went, whenever opportunity is given, I started speaking to ladies. And with one poem, I'm going to close my talk. Kotta koka etanchu kulikedu noka kodalamma. Kotta koka etanchu kulikedu noka kodalamma. Kaliki turai sahanamu ni sommu. Katinasila kariginchu karuna ni idani nammu. O Kanaka Mahalakshmi, idi mi atta swanubhavamu. See, my sister is in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado. Her third daughter's marriage is fixed. And she sent a letter to me that you purchase all the things and mail it to her. Then it took 1 month for me to buy the sarees and all the necessary material for the wedding. In between, I was thinking that I'm wasting my time. Whenever I get a leisure time, I read and write something. That whole month is wasted. I was thinking like that. In between, Swami started telling me this poem. One daughter-in-law, in ecstasy, she wore a new sari and she was dancing in ecstasy. Swami says, Kaliki turai sahanamuni sommu. Patience is the crest jewel. Patience is the crest jewel. Ladies should have patience. Katina sila kariginchu karuna nidani namu. Kindness is another jewel. They add to your beauty, not the saris and the jewels. That's an indirect message to all of us from that time onwards. And so many people, wherever I go, I tell this poem. They asked me that you should not spend so much on saris and jewels. No, no, to some extent we can do that, but not beyond the limits. That's what Swami meant it. May Swami bless us all. Thank you, Swami. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you. Sai Ram.